Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I'm sure you're aware, this is the best quality podcast on the internet, the highest production value, the biggest budget. But it's important to know that sometimes mishaps happen. And to that end, I have to warn you that my microphone, the entirety of this episode, sucks. And we're not thrilled about it. but don't let that deter you from the episode. We have an amazing guest, and he's super funny, and him and Allie talk a lot, and I sit and watch. And it's great, and he's funny. We're doing better, all right? We're locking in. We're firing our second producer again. We're on to the third now. This will not happen in the future again, ever again. All right, have fun.
That was too much.
It's like, I think there should be a sport where like AV technicians have to do that in like time. You know what I mean? They gotta like...
Isn't that like The Social Network?
Yeah, like a hackathon or something. Yeah.
We need something because that setup was both atrocious and embarrassing. And I hope you are only judging us a little bit.
I'm not judging you. Oh my God. This is unique. I like seeing the inner workings.
But this is the best podcast you've ever been on, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Probably, I can't say that. Yeah, wait.
Every podcast I've been on, it's been great. Good. I don't like... I ain't trying to get beat up. I don't...
We're trying to start a turf war.
I think it was the very first episode you told everybody that you don't like Orlando just because one lady didn't like your joke.
Yes. I'm a turf war kind of guy. You know what I mean?
You're really not. Okay. Are we getting started here?
Yeah, we're in.
We're going. It's peanut butter jelly time.
All right. It's a reference. It's a callback.
There we go. You know, just the cornerstone of comedy. Exactly. All right. Hurry. Do you want me to sing it? Do you want to get started that way? I can.
You always start with the song.
Yeah, sing.
This is embarrassing. I'm very embarrassed. It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly.
Well, yeah.
All right, everybody. Welcome in. This is See You Later. We're back again. We have another epic special guest, Aquez Harris.
Hey, everybody. Hey, listeners. Hey, viewers.
Say hi to my mom. Can you say hi to
Hey, moms.
I was going to say the same thing. Say hi to mine.
Hey, Allie, mom. Hey, Scott, dad.
Oh, my goodness.
This is nice. You know, I listen to it on Apple Podcasts. So.
Do you really?
Yeah, I haven't. The only time I see it is the shorts on YouTube.
I gotcha.
So.
That's so funny. It makes me so happy that you listen to it on Apple Podcasts because I'm an Apple Podcast person. But Scott believes only in Spotify. And he was like, there's no reason to even post it on Apple.
Why does Apple Music and Apple Podcasts, why are they separate apps?
I don't know. I can see how it's his own separate thing, but I would just put it all in one.
I've never even thought about it until you just brought it up.
Spotify has podcasts all in the same app.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. Oops.
Spotify okay. Better?
Yeah, maybe.
Should we start a turf war with Apple Podcasts?
No.
I'm trying to be whatever.
No. Aquez, we're so happy that you're here. We first met you down in Orlando at an open mic. Austin's, right?
We first met at Grumpy's.
Oh, wait. That's right.
I was talking to Ryan, and you guys walked up, and he's like, this is my first time we came so far from Gainesville, and I don't know if you was being for real or not. And I was like, "Ain't Ryan ain't y'all doing a showcase tonight?" And then you like, "What? Women can't do it?" And I was like, "No, that's not what I'm. That's not what I'm saying. I'm a feminist." He's like, "Oh, well, you're doing great." I'm like, "No, I'm not trying to start."
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And I was like, "Oh,
hey, that's on me. I'm so sorry."
No, it's cool. It's cool. I understand the comedian game. Like when everybody get together, it's all jokes. Cool.
But, I know, but you, now knowing you, you don't deserve that. You do not. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I think I came into that a little hot because I think it was Joe Sensabella in the Orlando scene. One time, I think it was the very same day, I walked up to him and I was like, hey, I'm supposed to check in with an individual named Darwin. You know me, I'm nerdy, weird. And, hey, guys. And he saw the opportunity and he was like, oh, yeah, here he is. And he introduced me to somebody not Darwin. And I was like, hello, Darwin. So nice. And it. So I think coming off of that, that same day I met you and I was like, I'm not here to play games. And I'm sorry.
That. They do that to you. They make you want to just say fuck everybody.
That's right.
But yeah.
But we would never say that to you.
No. Yeah. I'm just you guys are like angels. You're so nice. You're so sweet, all of you.
We did not pay him to
even,
say that.
Even the dogs. To... Everybody's so nice.
That's so kind. But, I mean, honestly, we saw you at another time, apparently. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it was the same day.
Okay. It was later that night.
Yeah, it was. We was at the open mic.
That's right.
And people were bombing because everybody comedians and you just doing your stuff in front of comedians. So it was people bombing, and nobody went laughing, and it just the empty space just made me laugh, like, because they trying their best to just do their stuff, and I don't know, it's just the awkwardness. I just like it.
And you were dying laughing, wheezing, and we were just.
We talked about you and your laugh for a really long time after that night. And I think I reached out to you maybe a couple days later and I was like, can you please come to one of our shows? Exactly. Because your laugh is so contagious.
And I almost quit my job over that because I was like,
what?
I can get paid from laugh. And I was like, this is next level.
Like, I can market this skill. Hell yeah. That's actually, maybe we should do that.
Hey. Laughs.com or something.
No, give us 10% stake in this idea of yours. We're in.
I bet. Hey, I'm cool with it.
Oh my goodness.
It was, and that's why I said, like, I was thinking back on that, like, they really got me there to laugh. And it was just, and then the show after you let me host, I was like, these are good people.
Aw.
Starting something Tailwhip.
Damn.
It's not moving yet, but.
Oh.
Did you post an animated?
I want it to.
Okay.
I want it to move.
Dang, we should animate it. What are we doing?
Damn. But y'all going on a good run. Undefeated. Like, y'all killing shit.
You think we're undefeated?
Yeah,
well. You've seen me get defeated before.
You talking about?
When the mic went out and you, oh my God, you saved that. You really did.
Talking about because I brought the mic.
No, I'm saying that whole show, I feel like your energy salvaged. Like, because it's a real bummer when a mic goes out and you have, like, different problems like that. People get sort of like, we had the audience member coming up, some random man ran up to me and was like, oh, I'll help you. Like, it was a weird vibe, and you brought it right back
thank
up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the lady told me that after the show, like, I was incredible. And I like it, but I don't, because when people be blowing me up like that, I think I bomb for like 3 months straight. Because they just don't put so much pressure on me. Like, I'm just the one. Like,
oh,
I don't know,
God.
But it's nice to hear. And I appreciate it.
You're too humble. I think that's the problem. You need to know and own it. You're
bet.
Awesome.
Bet. Watch our bone tonight.
do you have a plan for tonight?
I do. I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
I got a different outfit. I just bought this outfit, and I just bought that outfit.
You look great.
Thank you.
No, you look so fresh.
Thank you.
Okay, so you're going to do costume change,
mm-hmm.
outfit change. I call it a costume change when I change. And do you have like a, like, what do you, how do you get ready mentally? Some people say like, oh, I chant a mantra to myself, or like some people do drugs, don't do that. What do you do?
I want to get to all that weird shit, but I just, I just go over my stuff and then I be like, I did it before, I've seen it and I made people laugh. So I'm just like, I just think of that. And then I think of material, and then I have a good song. I like to come up to music and mm-hmm. I dance, and when they groove with that, I'm like, okay. And then when I say my first stuff and they laugh, like, okay, I got it.
Oh my God. Are you gonna dance a little tonight?
Yes.
Your moves are
thank you. I'm trying. I gotta lose weight because they getting a little, the moves is hard to do. Like, I be breathing like
like Otis. No.
So I gotta get off. Matter of fact, is my rolls, is they visible?
No, visible okay. rolls. Okay. And his bulge is away this week. This is a big week. Look at us. I'm happy for
That's
us.
That's good. Yeah.
Quit staring at it.
I kind of miss it a little bit.
No. You miss your bulge?
A little bit. It was a comforting, you know, thing.
I never seen it in the shorts.
We cut it out.
Okay.
On purpose.
Gotcha. I only hear it. I just hear the conversation about the ball.
I don't know if it was you or your mom, but in the conversation I heard the word moose knuckle and I was so upset.
It's just like our corduroy beanbag chair is too comfortable.
Is that? Are you doing an ad read right now? Go ahead.
Whoa, no. It's just too comfortable.
Actually, I do want to say this about the corduroy beanbag. I was a lazy piece of, you know what, last night.
Why you said it?
Because I was laying on the couch. I fell asleep and I had this like weird phenomenon where like if I'm falling asleep on the couch at night, I pretty much just should stay there. Because if I wake up, it just ruins the whole groove.
It do.
So I woke up like 6 hours later and Scott had undone the beanbag chair because there's a bed inside.
I'll be hearing that.
And he was laying next to me. It was like my hospital bed or something. He was there for me.
And I like the bed, actually. I didn't know if I should trust it, but it worked out pretty
How
well.
Big is the bed?
It's a queen-size bed.
Yeah, it's
in
like,
one of these.
Yeah.
Is it in here now?
Yeah.
Is it one in here?
In the
okay. Like, is everything, are we in a bed?
It's beanbagception. I love that. Oh, my God.
That's cool.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry for accidentally doing a quarter of a right there.
And if you want one, go to corduroys.com/tailwhip, get 30% off.
Exactly. Or use it at checkout. Yeah, I'll be listening.
Question is, what's up? I love this. Oh my goodness. So what have you been up to? You been to any shows recently? What have you been doing?
I wanted to do some open mics near Tampa, but they only have from what I know is the Gimmick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I haven't got to do it. And somebody told me Side Splitters, but I checked their website and it's like November the 24th. And I was like, that ain't enough time. So if y'all know some open mics near that area,
are you on the comedy Discord, the Florida comedy Discord?
No. I don't even have a Discord.
Okay. You might need to make one because okay. We've connected, I think it's like 115.
I think it's 150.
Okay. Comedians are all together on this Discord and like it's divided by cities, so then you can go on and be like, what open mics are in this area this week, because it changes so much week to gotcha. Week and things going on, so it's like one place where kind of everybody is together and they can talk about mics, talk about show openings, okay. that kind of thing. So okay. maybe if you want to join, you can.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna download it now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm gonna download Discord.
That's hilarious. I love it. Okay.
Can I steal that pillow from you?
This pillow?
Yeah.
For your bulge?
It just, I'm a little too comfortable, you know what I mean?
You're like about to melt and fall asleep in there?
Sweet.
Alright.
Maybe some structure in my life, I think.
He's like, don't go to sleep on episode 13. This is a special episode.
Have you seen any comedians that you've been excited about, either in person, online, anything like that?
I gotta go see Bo Johnson. I listen to his. He said he got a special. I gotta go watch his special. I like his tone. I like comedians like that. When they
Two Sailboats.
Yeah, I gotta go watch that. But I just came from Colorado. I did two open mics there. I bombed the first one and succeeded the second one. So it's like a kind of like a coming of story type situation where it's like, oh, this nigga lame, and then. But then I won them over, and it was cool. So, but no,
such a good feeling.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh my God, you won them. How did you win them over?
I studied. I really didn't. And then I also put my mind to it. Like when we were just talking about, like I'm trying to be humble with it, but I know that what I'm capable of. So I put it in my mind, like just do it because you've been doing it. You know what you can do. So.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this now?
I want to say since 2017, but not like, I didn't know I was doing stand up in that moment, but I knew I wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. So it started in school and then like, it just went from there.
Were you a class clown?
I was.
Oh my God. I want to hear about that. Do you have like a class clown story?
Well, the time I'm talking about in 2017 is when me and my best friend had wrecked my mama's car.
Oh my God.
Oh
my God.
She asked to park it. And my mama already told me before I left, like, don't be letting nobody drive because I ain't got no insurance. And she asked to park. Parking is the smallest thing that you do when it comes to driving. And I was like, you can park it. And
oh no,
the song by Yo Gotti, "Rack It Up, Rack It Up." Yeah, well, it's gonna come and play. That's how God works. It's so divine how it just happened. So we was going to the Chinese place. And she asked to park. We switched sides.
Okay.
The song's still on.
Yeah.
We at the Chinese place. Chinese place right here. We a little further back. And then Nicki verse came on, and she's driving. I'm like, okay. She's driving. I'm like, hey, stop. And then Nicki was like, I don't know if you remember. She like race in China and the race in China. She kept. And soon we just went into China. We had a. And I told this because I got to get the details. It's been a while, oh but I told that story in school, but not off of some comedy stuff. I was really devastated because my mama had already told me what was going on. So I just, even now I feel like I'm going back into that shell because I was depressed over that.
Oh,
but
no.
that was that.
So your stand-up career started in high school.
Yeah.
Telling a story about you guys wrecking because of Nicki Minaj.
Exactly.
I love that story so much.
I hate that it happened. Oh, I'm sorry.
Baby. No, he doesn't feel anything. It's okay.
And it went well. And then they wanted me to retell it. And then, like, I even now I look back at it, like, that's how we do with material, retell it. And I still am trying to get over that because I really don't like to redo stuff. But I know it's a part of the game. So, I don't know. I'm still just really new to it. Like, I ain't no professional. I'll say that.
I don't know. You might be. You're getting paid to do comedy.
It's a little professional, but, you know, I don't know. I guess it's the humbleness in me.
Yeah, that's it. God, you got to get rid of it. We want to see big ego Aquez. This is going to be...
Switch up on everybody.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait, so did your mom ever forgive you for the incident?
Hell, yeah. It became a little beef thing between me and my friend because people didn't want to take ownership over what happened, like money wise.
Sure.
You know, money be driving folks crazy, but we came back cool. Everything is good.
Oh my goodness. Okay. And you've been all over the place. So you just were in Colorado. Now you're in Florida. You going to Georgia tonight?
Yeah, but just for home. My favorite places to do comedy is in Florida because that's where I had the most like consistency and fellowship, like meeting cool people and doing stuff like this. So Florida really just was my hype area.
That's awesome.
Georgia, I don't know, I'm a little scared, especially for Atlanta. I did one show in Atlanta in a cigar lounge. I really couldn't breathe and stuff while I was doing it. And then they always talk about how dangerous it is. And I stay in my car, so I don't be wanna.
How dangerous smoking is in the cigar bar?
No, Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, period. Yeah. Oh my God.
So I don't know. I wanna go there because I like it, but I'm fearful.
Oh my goodness. I love Atlanta.
I heard y'all went.
I almost said you have nothing to fear. I don't know if that's true, but it's fun, you know?
How many shows did y'all get to do?
I think I've done one show in Atlanta. I think I did. Oh,
one
two
show,
shows?
One show, but back to back.
Oh, okay. Like a doubleheader in Atlanta. It was in a weird part of it that I'd never been in before. It was like a fancy gallery. Mm. I don't know. Not the Atlanta that I have grown up to know and love. But it was cool, though. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was a don't tell location, and the whole location was just an empty white square room. And they're like, yeah, it's a gallery.
And we're like, no, it's a box.
Exactly. With nothing hanging up, no art or nothing.
We were like, oh, it's a gallery. We were thinking it was going to be like, yeah, art stuff. I don't know, a sculpture.
Hey, I'm about to do a pop the balloon.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. So you're not from Atlanta. You're from Georgia. What part of Georgia are you from?
Blakely, Georgia. And I'm 30, 40 minutes away from Dothan, Alabama. I don't know if you know about that, but I heard you say you was from Alabama on the podcast. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to ask about that.
I have so much relationship to everything you just said.
Okay.
Am I allowed to break that down? I'm so excited.
Do tell.
Okay. So my middle name is Blakely. My mom saw the city, I guess, on a map. I think that's the story that she told me. And she picked that name.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So shout out Blakely, Georgia.
Shout out Blakely.
Yeah. And then Dothan is where my dad grew up and went to high school.
Mm.
And so, yeah.
That's crazy.
Man. And I don't know, enterprises around that area and all that. That's where my parents met. My dad played ball and my mom played softball. And yeah.
Oh, man.
They fell in love and did the thing. And then they made me and we're here
now.
Oh, my God.
On episode 13. That's crazy. Oh, my God.
I can't. Oh my goodness. Okay, so is there a comedy scene in Blakely, Georgia?
I was about to say elf. No.
You can say potty words.
Oh, because I fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck no. It's not not consistently enough. Like they'll have pop-up shows, but nothing too not that I can do open mics and nothing like that.
Oh my goodness.
It's a very small city.
It sounds like you gotta get something going there.
I'm the person that goes to the mics. I don't like to start them up. But people told me to do, you're going to have to do stuff like that. And I'm down for it, but it is a lot of work.
I could definitely see you producing.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah. You seem so organized and like, you're just so friendly. You want to build community and fellowship.
I do. That's nice.
That's a producer, right? Oh my goodness.
Scott, you got something to say?
Yeah, what do you have to say?
I'm just chilling.
With your new pair of pants, your fourth pair of pants.
How are they riding up? No, they're already. Stop.
I'm trying my best.
I'm sorry. Buddy.
I'm still amazed that I'm here. I know so much of the lore.
What? Oh my, here?
I gotta know, what's your favorite screenplay that we've done?
Pennsylvania Job.
Wait, why do you know it?
A kid and his dog, or a talking dog, yeah, dog or a dog. Dog.
I can't.
It's some good stuff. I liked it, the transgender reveal in the 325 Fahrenheit from
Your
Story.
Oh my god. I don't think they got that one. They're not. Yeah, they're like, what the fuck?
Like,
you
was pissed that they went fucking with the politics. And I like how you guys had to do your own script. But yeah, I think the dog went in Pennsylvania is my. But do we have one?
Yeah. We don't.
God damn it.
I should have brought one, dude, just for
I'll be honest, okay. No hate to Bo. When we asked Bo, we were like, could we do like a little run through with a screenplay? He was like, I don't know about that. And so we were like, okay, I guess we scrap that when anytime we have a guest, because no one understands us.
Well,
we also got we started doing sketches and stuff. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah. I've seen the power review.
No. The longer form YouTube one.
The number
that
two.
That was a sketch. He just had nothing to do with it, so we just want to claim that one.
Date number two.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's not on YouTube no more.
We made a second channel for our sketches because there's like some algorithm thing where like if you have a podcast and then sketches, it's like, it doesn't know who to show your shit to. Gotcha. So it shows it to nobody.
Damn.
So like, we're trying to like, you know, nip that in the bud early to start a new thing. But I figured like, I don't want to write screenplays for sketches that I could just film. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So I'm not. I'm struggling with that in my heart a little bit.
Oh no, I like it. I like it on here. Do both.
Yeah, maybe I should.
I like it.
Yeah, I think you can do like crazy ones on here and then like.
Yeah, probably.
Would you ever be in a sketch?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
For anything. Anything.
Okay, I will warn you, all of the sketches that Scott has written recently, he's making himself the main character and then wanting to smoke a cigarette, which he does not smoke.
He just looks so cool.
So whatever it is, I want you to know that will be in it.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
All I ask is don't make me the race bait. Like, I don't want to.
Wait, why would you?
Because my friend Alex, I don't know, Alex Garbo.
Oh, yeah.
All his skits, he like, hey, bro, I got an idea. And then I'm like, okay. So what am I? And then he's like, you the black dude is gonna. I'm like, nah, we not doing this. And he ain't doing it intentionally. That's just how his brain works. Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't even know that it's like.
Yeah, I have to tell him like, nah, that's me again.
Your eyes are like, oh hell no.
Fuck nigga, nah. Like, nah, I don't like this.
Hey, I want you to know we would never do that to you.
Okay,
that's insane.
Because we talk about it all the time. Like, bro, I don't want that Key and Peele moment with everybody at my funeral. And seeing all my roles be like,
oh, that's so funny. Oh man, did you should have had a heart to heart with Alex in that moment and been like, look man, you're
it'd be good stuff, but I can't, my people can't see me like that.
No,
that I don't want to so be a sellout. Funny. I'm like, this is good, just find another dude to do it.
if you could have any role in a sketch, what do you think, like, your soul wants to play? Like, what does your heart tell you?
Soul.
Why? Is that a black trademark?
Yeah, it's ours.
Damn.
No, I get what you're saying, though. Let me think.
My soul told me I wanted to be Regina George Washington, so I think it was a fair.
Okay. I see where you come from. I don't know. I probably something with sports. Because I don't know shit about it, so I want to.
Really?
I want to be like, yeah, I don't know nothing about sports. And when y'all be talking about that and gambling, I'm like, okay, I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to listen. Like, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know the words. Like, all I hear is blackjack. And I'm like, oh, that's like Jack Black. But other than that, I don't know the stuff
I've never thought about that. I'll be completely, I love Jack Black and I've never made that connection.
Which one came first? The chicken jockey or the egg? Which one? I wrote for this.
I love it. No. What the fuck?
Yeah, probably something with sports.
We wrote one.
We have one.
Okay.
We have one.
Yeah. I want to be like him that just came out.
God, I wanted to watch that last night to rent it. It's like $10.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, we didn't either. I'm not paying $10 to rent something. I'll wait six more months and then wait for it to be discounted. No. Damn. Sorry, I got really I can feel my heat on that one.
Yeah. I'ma buy it. I'm probably buy it on Vudu. Well, I don't know.
What's Vudu?
I really can't explain it.
Is it like a streaming
service? Streaming service, but you pay for what you want to. You pay for the stuff and you buy it.
Oh, shit.
I don't like the stream and stuff because I just want to own my stuff. Because I watch the same stuff. I'll be watching like Community with, Avatar. And I'll be watching same. P-Valley. Yeah, I probably don't know that. It's a black show.
Black shows? What do you mean?
You know P-Valley?
I don't.
You don't know P-Valley. I know. I know. But yeah.
One time I went to go get a haircut, and I had my African-American friend come along with me.
Not the finger.
And,
what the
Seinfeld was playing in my barbershop, and I made fun of him, and I said, "What's this?" And he said, "This is Seinfeld. I'm not stupid." And then we went to his barbershop, which is a black barbershop, and a show
called... Is this Cam Jackson?
Yeah. Okay. A show called Martin was on. Which I had never heard of.
Are you kidding me?
I'm fully serious.
Oh my God.
And he was, I don't know. I've only been in one black barbershop, but it was a black barbershop, you know what I mean? And he was in the chair and he said, "Hey Scott, what show is this?" And I said, "I don't know." And all the cool black guys just started laughing at me. And I left.
Crying, he was crying.
I was pissed.
Like, no motherfucker.
I left. I literally drove away.
That's more embarrassing than not knowing.
I realized that as I was in the car, I was like, this actually sucks way worse.
You know, you could have lied to say, yeah, I know that's something.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you. I knew it was Marvin or whatever.
Oh, wait.
It's like that one Seinfeld episode where he thinks of the comeback after.
Good callback. Thank you.
This is making me think of, I don't know what we were talking about. We were talking about maybe another show, and we said did you grow up watching a lot of film and TV shows that were, centered around black families and things like that. I loved Bill Cosby and Proud Family and different things like that growing up, which I know you can't say the Bill Cosby thing now. I did. No, he was America's father. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Was the key word there.
Was.
I asked Scott, I said, "Did you grow up watching anything like that?" And he goes, "My mom liked Sinbad." I said, "What does that mean?" I don't know why that just felt like I didn't know what you were talking about.
You don't know nothing.
Is that not a famous black comedian?
Yeah, Sinbad is big. But I would say this to help you out. If Seinfeld was playing, I don't even know how to pronounce my name. If Seinfeld was playing and he wasn't on screen, I'm like, what is this? That's all. If I only see Jerry, that's how I know what it is.
That's fair.
I'm so uncultured, I think, with racial stuff, just in general. I didn't realize that all the characters in Seinfeld were Jewish until last year.
Really?
No one ever taught me Jewish stereotypes.
Even the background characters?
For real. Damn. Unless you had the yarmulke on, I was like, that could just be
a tiny hat.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm saying I knew the yarmulke. I thought that was the only indicator. I didn't realize that all the episodes are
They celebrate Hanukkah and stuff together and
on the show.
Yeah.
They did not celebrate Hanukkah.
The one I've never seen Seinfeld like a whole episode until you and I got together. And the very first one you played for me was a Hanukkah episode.
I don't think there's a single Hanukkah.
It was something where they were getting together for some sort of Jewish holiday that I feel uncultured and don't know what it is.
A fictional holiday festivus?
No. Somebody cooked some rye bread. That's all I remember.
You're lying.
I don't know.
Marbled rye or something.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. I'm sorry. I just see all colors equally.
Okay. All right. I feel like y'all. I feel like you're a little cultured because y'all on an episode y'all brought up Hit the Quan. Then y'all wicked out to do the Quan.
It was 20 steps. like, get that little swinger.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So how y'all be seeing stuff when he pull it up on this screen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, do you want to do one of your favorite segments?
We can talk about the blackjack.
You ever play blackjack?
You want to play it really quick? Yeah,
this is an exciting moment for us because I'm sure you've been wanting to know what this is all about.
Yeah, you say
he just got done saying he doesn't like to gamble at order. <I'm sorry. laughs>
You say Drake.
Now you make him.
Drake gives you a dollar.
That's right.
And you play a game.
Your memory is like impeccable.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know, but you're trying to get as close to 21 as possible.
Okay.
Closer than them.
Okay.
And so you have the 7 here, and you can hit for another card, or you can stay.
Okay.
You probably want to hit here because you're not going to, like, there's no way you can bust, like, go over 21. There's no card that you can pull out of the deck that's going to get you over.
Can you repeat all of that? I don't know what's going on.
I just pretend to know what's going on. So I'm glad you asked.
So that's me and that's them.
Yep, you have 7.
And I got to get to 21. And you said I got to hit.
Yeah, hit means get another card.
Okay.
And so now you're at 17, which is, like, okay. But against his 10, he probably might beat you.
Uh-huh.
So we just have to stay and see what he does.
Okay, and they're watching this right now, the people on the right.
Ooh.
Nope, those are just...
That'd be really cool, though.
Exactly. Are you staying on this one?
Yeah, you should always stay.
Okay.
What, you would hit on 17?
Cameron does crazy stuff.
I'm just...
And Cameron loses a lot of money in Vegas.
I'm just saying, at the last second.
Watch.
Yeah. I get up, and then I just like, let's see if I can double this.
We're going to stay. He's going to pull a 4 and then a 10.
Okay.
How much would it bet?
Okay.
So budget, for real, how much would it bet?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, but like...
All right, we got fucked.
Okay, so they got closer to 21. We lose. But that's okay.
Sorry? Do you want to apologize or...
Mm. No, so
oh, okay. Like
I said 4
okay.
And then 10.
Dang! Mm-hmm.
4 divided by 2 is 8.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
Let's get cut this part.
4 divided by 2 is 8?
Cut this part.
Maybe another segment.
What yeah, we got a fun segment that we're introducing today.
What you got?
Oh, no, we did it last week. It's the fake headlines one.
Yeah.
So we have to guess real headlines or fake headlines.
I haven't even seen these yet.
Yep, I made these. And so,
but you know what they are. There's no answer sheet.
Cool.
Who made this slideshow? This is...
All right.
Last minute, junior in high school,
I'm
scrambling.
Not a wizard with the damn Canva, all right? But these are links, and so if you get it right, you can actually click on the link and we can read a little bit about it. If you get it wrong, it's going to take you to a city website.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
So for the audio listeners, our two options are Pennsylvania doctor arrested for loitering sparks outrage with local community, or searches on for 3 escaped monkeys after truck overturns on Mississippi Highway.
These are tough.
Yes.
I found that a lot of these are themed with animals and with trucks overturning. Like when I look on the Weird News website, it's like.
And
that makes me want to choose that then. Because okay.
Or am I saying that to throw you off?
Well, what I'm thinking about.
It's a double reverse.
I'm thinking about. Remember the little, are they called capuchin? Monkeys that they had for the Elvis movie that now they all live in Ocala in like a little community, like a little, because they like got off on set during a film. And so sometimes you'll see like a couple rogue capuchins like going around.
Is that,
you know,
the 3 monkeys that had COVID not too long ago?
Oh my god, wait, what?
You don't know about that?
No.
The monkeys that the truck flipped over and they all had COVID or some stuff like that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh no, is it that one?
You probably, let's do the monkeys. Let's do the escape monkeys. That's the real one.
Holy hey, shit.
Wow.
It might be them.
Oh, yeah, look at
that's,
him.
I remember his, oh. You can see his nose is.
Bro looks mischievous as fuck.
He's so cute. Oh, what happened? Are they okay? Oh no, 21 monkeys were killed?
Oh, that's
I hate
not,
this.
This got not fun. I don't mean the article.
He did this one. No, Cameron and I are really big animal lovers, and I think Scott is punishing us.
I really didn't read the article. I should have done my homework there.
Oh no. NFL standings. Why are you looking at that right? Are you back there playing?
All right, maybe just click,
huh?
Click on like the surface.
Yeah.
And then see if you, okay. The next thing we have to decide between is an elephant family smashed pumpkins at the Oregon Zoo.
Cute.
But this baby just wanted to play ball. Or pumpkin growing contest winner faces backlash for using weights in his entry.
God, I want the bottom one to be right. I want that to be the one.
What do you think?
I'm thinking the bottom one too.
Okay. I want to tell you why I think it's his. I think it's yours because this is really good grammar. And I think you caught me in this.
Wait, what? And
I don't think you knew to put a hyphen there. Just independently.
Okay. So you're saying that's the real one? The growing contest?
Yep.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, the real one is
I hope I hope they put weights in this.
Damn!
What?
Silly website. Silly website.
What the fuck?
You made a website?
No, I didn't make it. No, I didn't make it. I googled silly websites.
That should probably be over.
Fuck.
I don't know. And it flashed a
lot. I understand that the hey ho is dumb, all right? Mm-hmm. But I spent like 2 hours looking at silly websites. I was like, what do I send them to if they lose? And that was
That's what you do!
Town pleads for return of beloved local mannequin. Or couple in China breaks up after partner caught cheating with an AI.
It's AI. AI is real.
Couple breaks up after partner caught cheating with... How do you cheat with an AI? Do they have...
They have sex ones.
With the pocket thing?
No, I think that part's pocket DIY. Thing.
I saw like a... It's like Black Mirror-y, right? No? Okay. Or maybe it was like My Strange Addiction. I don't remember.
I have no idea how they go about it.
Well, how do you cheat with it?
You sexed it.
Yeah, it's that one. It's been right. a lot of AI stuff going on.
All right, a lot of AI stuff going on. I love that.
God!
Oh! It was the mannequin.
Wait, I actually got to click on this.
Yeah, what the mannequin one?
What's happening here?
What is that town?
Yeah, where are we?
Oh, yeah, no wonder they're bleeding for a mannequin.
I feel like that was the most entertaining thing in the entire...
Is it a mannequin?
Is that Shoebox City? Why are they so...
In a small South African town, they're asking for tips about the disappearance of a beloved local landmark, a mannequin swimming in the dam just outside town.
Okay.
Can't pronounce that city, so sorry I can't give that South African town...
Props.
New Bethesda. Oh. Sick.
Okay. All right, segments. We did segments. Are you guys happy about that?
Yeah. I'm happy about that.
Good.
That was nice.
You're being way too nice. You're being way too nice. I love it. Oh my goodness. What else you thinking?
You've been playing.
Sorry?
You go ahead.
Did you hear about the Donald Trump sucking dick thing?
You heard about this?
No.
Oh my goodness. There was like 2 days ago? Okay, yesterday there were emails, you know, the whole like thing where they're like, we gotta release the list about all the, you know, bad stuff that Epstein and his comrades were doing. Apparently within those emails there was some back and forth between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, and I believe there is some rumors now swirling around that Donald Trump gave a blowjob to Bill Clinton.
And so just visualize this.
No, don't!
I like to picture Clinton's penis.
No, I already hate it.
But then everywhere around it is orange.
Yeah.
That's all I like. He squished his face in it.
Oh, like a spray tan's coming off. Right. That's disgusting.
Was he orange back then?
I think he's always been. Okay, when I was little, I used to watch Trump's, what is it called? Oh my God! It was like an entrepreneur show, and you would get, you know, The Apprentice.
Yeah, The Apprentice.
Oh my gosh! And he was orange then. Okay. Yeah.
All right, can we actually find the emails again? Maybe
was, not
the actual emails. We can't. They haven't released them.
No, I saw them.
Oh.
Was this before or after Home Alone too?
Great question. Great question.
That we need to know.
Which would be more innocent? Which answer would be less criminalizing?
Probably.
No.
Yeah, I can't. It is a trick.
It has to be after.
I was going
to
say after, but it is Home Alone 2 after 9/11.
Home Alone 2.
It's in the 90s, ain't it?
I thought, Home Alone 2?
Yeah. Or is it after?
Oh, I don't know.
Everyone guess. I think it's pre
9/11. Okay.
I feel like it is pre 9/11 too.
I feel pressured, so yeah, I think it's pre.
We're doing a lot of homework to Cam right now.
Hey, Cam, pull that up.
Home Alone 2 released here.
Okay. Yeah, Home Alone.
I don't know. The emails are going to be kind of weird.
Okay. Did 9/11.
Trust us, guys. I promise this isn't fake news.
It might be, but it's funny to talk about.
Yeah, Serge did 9/11 happen in Home Alone 2.
Home Alone was 1990.
Damn.
Oh, you're right. Pre 9/11, right?
Hey, pre 9/11.
Well, no, that's not innocent at all.
I just can't imagine what I'm playing.
Sorry.
If it was after 9/11, it would have been fine, but no.
Why would that excuse it?
I don't know. 9/11. Because everybody would be just doing crazy stuff after 9/11. I'd be like, okay, I understand why.
Oh my gosh. Are you old enough to remember 9/11?
You know, I was born in 2001 in August. So my mama told me she wanted to have me before 9/11. Not the event, but the...
How would she know? Did she help?
No, not the event. Okay. Just
We fucked
me up. This is an old thing.
It's so funny.
But yeah, I was... I was just there. I was just born.
Wow, so you definitely don't remember it.
No, I don't.
But he definitely doesn't. He was born after.
Yeah.
But
when was you born? Because you... That's crazy. When was you born?
1970... No, I'm just kidding. 93.
Okay. Yeah, y'all young as hell.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I thought y'all was the same age. but in one of the episodes you said you was in high school in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with Obama. Something with Obama.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I went to a school where people were really shitty about it when he got elected.
Really?
Yeah.
They were white.
They were white and like the really bad kind of white. You know what I mean?
In
like,
Alabama.
It was in Alabama. Yeah. It was in Opelika, Auburn area. It was a small private Christian school that actually was, I have so much disdain for this whole system. So sorry. But the whole, oh God, I'm going down a rabbit hole really quick. But they created the school in the 50s because as an answer to segregation, because families wanted to still be able to have like, their own school system, which I'm like, that's sort of fucked up that you guys let them do that. It was like January, I don't know, whenever the inauguration was back then. And kids wore all black to school because they were mourning the death of our country because Obama was elected.
That's creative. It's fucked up, but it's creative.
No!
But you gotta respect like the coordination.
Because I'm not... Like, I would expect people to be upset about Obama because they're racist. Like, I would be more shocked if they were happy that he won. Like, you know what? Hell yeah, good for Obama. I would be scared. Like, they finna kill this nigga. Why did you?
Oh, no.
Good point, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I didn't expect anything better out of them. We knew what we were dealing with in that area. But it was just, it felt so overt. Like, just like, yeah, damn, like.
That is doing too much.
That's too much. I don't know. I didn't like it. It made me very, very uncomfortable.
What did you wear that day? You wore black?
No.
Oh, okay. You didn't go?
No. No. Can you imagine, though? Oh, my God. No, I was not a fan favorite around that school because I'm a little bit of an Obama simp. I'm not going to lie.
Even now?
Oh.
Smash.
They probably can tell you once a week I look up Obama's Easter outfit where he was in that light.
Talked about it.
Yes. Sorry. I don't know. There's something so like he just seems like our last like real adult president.
Like the last airbender.
Damn. It just makes me sad. But now we got this fucking
he's up to.
Obama?
Yeah, like right now, at this moment.
Michelle doing her.
Just
I mean, I would be.
Right but. Now? Well.
You said. That's hilarious.
Yeah, you know, Obama was cool.
I do have one gripe about Obama.
What's that?
One time, he went on, because Michelle Obama's big thing as a first lady was healthy foods in schools and things like that. And he and Michelle made a public service announcement, kind of like video, I think it was, where he was talking about like his favorite snacks at nighttime. And he was like, well, Michelle, I love to have 7 almonds. And I was like, don't ever say that to anybody exactly. again. That's the dumbest answer you could say for what's your favorite snack.
So specific. What you got?
Yeah, I was like, is that a serving of a, I don't know. If that's a serving of almonds, I had 14 servings the other day. So that's my one gripe, but
yeah, I get that. You trying to, you doing too much, man. You just lying. You just trying to promote your shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Pushing an agenda. What's your favorite nighttime snack? My favorite nighttime snack? Probably a little popcorn.
Yeah, you do love popcorn.
I could, oh my God, just tub after tub. It's really embarrassing, actually. Okay. But.
Okay, I don't like popcorn.
It like makes my fingers swell. My ring doesn't fit. And I just keep shoveling it.
And what's yours, your snack?
I don't know. I don't milkshake. Okay. I don't see time. You know what I mean?
Do you have a favorite snack?
I do like a 20 piece and a large fry.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
I was so scared you were gonna do a callback and say 7 almonds. I was like, no. Oh my god.
I want to do a callback so bad. It's so like I ain't got too many callbacks in my jokes.
No?
Mm-mm. I love a good callback.
I feel like I've heard you do one before. I think I've heard you make references. When you were like in between like bringing up people, you would like make really good references to the jokes they just put down.
Okay. Oh, so you're talking about like crowd work?
Yeah. You I do guess. Like a fair amount of crowd work, I feel like.
I feel like I don't do that shit. You're
the best probably I've seen.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are too nice.
No, for real.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that Hippodrome show.
That Hippodrome, yeah.
You're giving that lady the business.
What lady? Oh,
you were like, please, yeah.
Shut your white ass up.
He said, somebody quit feeding this white lady drinks, which, thank you, she did need to be cut off. Oh my gosh. I think, you know what's a funny thing though? I want to unpack this with you because I don't agree with the feedback we got. One guy stopped me and he goes, you guys are just, you're hiring all clean comics now? Clean Christian comics now. That Aquez guy, that was real clean. And I was like, I think he just rubbed his nipples and said, my pleasure, bitch. And I was so confused. I was like, are you watching the same show as me?
You get me and no, everybody was a little dirty. It wasn't that clean.
No, it was super funny though.
It's crazy. If I come off as clean, yeah, I would like to do the shows where they pay clean and do my dirty stuff, and they'd be like, that was pretty clean. I'd be cool.
Yeah, maybe you have some kind of like spell you've done on with exactly. Or no. God, I love that the only feedback we've gotten about you was just an outright lie. Oh my goodness. We do get feedback sometimes about comedians. I got a lady like stopped me. Was it 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? She was like, hey, that comedian who did the having sex with his dog joke, that can't ever happen again. And I was like, I didn't write it. I was so confused.
It's always going to be so unserious because you talking about what a comedian said.
I know. I was like, but it was almost like she didn't, I don't know. It was, she was very sweet about it. She was like, that, you got to do something about that. Dang. But I think it was like, she thinks I helped. And I'm like, no, he's from Jacksonville. I don't.
I do that joke.
It was so funny. Yeah, we told the comedian too, and he was like, eh. Just oh well,
it's tough.
Have you ever gotten feedback at a show about are they ever like, you gotta tone it down, or we need more, or we need?
I've never been restricted. It'll be from my peers, like the other comedians, like when I was got in Melbourne, they'd be like, don't have your paper on stage, stuff like that. But it's like nothing.
Yeah, silly stuff.
I feel like a lot of people bring notes up on stage now. Like even like people on tour, I feel like we've seen people with a notebook or something.
Yeah, yeah. I was treating it like an open mic, and it was kind of like a little showcase.
Yeah.
But that was like my first time doing it. So, but I try to. I got a terrible memory, so I try my best to. How do y'all remember y'all stuff?
I write a lot of my jokes completely out, and then just reread, reread. Yeah. I don't like a lot of people like perform to themselves in like a mirror in the car. I can't really do that.
Yeah.
Because I start just being like, this is a little cringy. Yeah. But I just reread.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I don't do that at all. I write down like 3 words and then just like go.
No, this is what he does. He'll be at the airport and say, I didn't even look at that lady breastfeeding that long. I think I'm going to talk about that on stage. And then we'll be like, all right. And then he does, and it'll kill. And I'm like, I'm sitting there like writing, rereading. I'm so mad.
Like, what should I use, again or once more? I'm like, I don't think that's the
that's too accurate.
But my problem is because I don't write anything down, I'll forget to do a whole segment.
Yeah.
like my my Tail Whip mini special, I had like 5 extra minutes that I completely forgot.
And he goes, I don't think I have anything else. And then just leaves. Yeah. That was so funny.
That's my biggest hindrance, I think.
Do you retire jokes? Or?
I have this weird phenomenon that happens to me where I'll do a new joke and it will absolutely like murder, destroy, like boost my confidence like 100 times. And then the more I do it, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that it's like I get too confident with it and people don't like to see me confident on stage. So you have to like pretend to be.
Because like, well, your comedic voice is very like, I don't understand, and why is the world so different to me? So I think that probably is a weird phenomenon where they're like, but why does he look confident doing it?
You gotta, I got to retire like jokes for like a few months and then bring them back when I'm less confident with them.
And you?
Oh God, I forgot the question. I was
do
put on the spot.
Retire jokes?
Oh my God, yeah. I definitely have. There's some jokes that at the time I was like, this is brilliant. And then I... We'll either like reread it or I'll try it at a show and people are just looking at me like I have a dick growing out of my face. And I'm like, oops.
Have you talked about the Boy Scout joke?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
No, I don't think so. Okay, I was passing out flyers downtown one day, just doing my civic duty, trying to tell people about arts in the community. And a man walks up to me and he was like, I remember you. And I was sort of like, for what? He was like, you made a Boy Scouts of America joke, which I was like, I've never referred to them fully as Boy Scouts of America. But he was like, you know, we're not all, he's like, you know, we're not all pedophiles. You shouldn't joke about that. And I was like, I hadn't done that joke in a long time at that point. It had been like a year and a half since I had ever done that joke, but it stuck with him. Enough that he came up to me in public and chastised me and was like, don't ever do that again. And I was like, sorry, thank you for your service. I don't know.
I know that bit with disrespect when he heard. What the fuck did she just say?
I have people come up to me and they'll say the craziest things. Like, it's never like, you did. Well, that's not true. Yeah. Women will come up to me and be like, you did a good job. Men will come up to me and be like, that was nasty what you said back there. I'm like, don't be nasty. I don't know.
I get recognized for like the worst stuff. I had someone recognize me a few weeks ago, and he goes, oh, you're the poop pants funny wall guy.
I forgot about
that. Not exactly. I don't know. So you have to say it a fun time to show, maybe. But the poop pants funny wall.
What if that's how we bring you up to stage from now on?
What was that? I remember that story. I don't remember it actually happening.
Neither.
Just make that up.
No.
Do you feel honored when they come to you like that?
Yeah, honestly, like if you can remember a joke that I did, like, exactly. I think that's well done.
So. Yeah, I'm like, if somebody come at me with a crazy stuff, like you the dude that got jumped by some furs, I'm like,
yeah.
I'd be so proud because it's we done thought of this stuff, wrote it, told it, and then they fought with it. I'm like, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I just wish they fucked with my stuff a little more. Some of the men are like, please stop.
Because they men. They
you think that's... What do you think it is with men that don't like women doing comedy?
It's just their brain. You can't change that stuff. It ain't no point of trying to like force it because they always going to have that mindset. Some folks just don't change.
That was like actually helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. I tried to...
I'm not crying.
I tried to do it without fucking up. I was going to stutter. I was just going to stop talking. I was like, you know, they bitch...
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, like your stuff. Don't fuck them folks.
I mean, I loved the Boy Scout joke.
Yeah, tell it again. Tell it tonight.
I don't know, man. It does involve an ex-boyfriend. So I've tried to out of respect for him.
Okay.
Try to retire. I'll bring it back tonight. Let's do it tonight. Oof. What time are we at?
52.
That's okay. Crazy.
What time on the clock is it?
Oh, 5:21.
Ooh.
Do you want
to wrap up?
Are you cool if we wrap up? Do you want to plug any shows? Do anything like that? Do you want
to? Shout out to my girl. She wanted it.
Aw.
Yeah. But other than that, can I say see you later last?
Of course you can.
All right. How are we going to do it? Oh, so do I just say it now?
You do it.
You said it and I said it.
Okay. Let's do it. All right.
We're taking turns then? I think we should.
Yeah. It's like popcorn. Yeah.
Or see ya.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Thank you guys for joining us. This has been C.
Yeah.
Later. Woo! Tight shit.